As a child, I would periodically come to the Pharaohs with my father.
Som barn så kom jag regelmässigt till Färjar.
But I rarely came to Torshavn.
Jag kom sällan till Havnar.
You see, my father's from Klaksvík.
Pappa är från Klaksvík.
And my uncle is from Klaksvík.
Och pappa är från Klaksvík.
And all they can think about is koi, koi, koi.
Och jag ska också med koi. Koi och koi.
And they thought if I come here I might become a fan of what HB is that the name.
So tar jag oss vidare för att bli en HB fan och se för Havnar.
It really is good to be with you.
Det är väldigt gott att vara tillsammans med dig.
Another reason, this is just an extra, another reason I'm glad to be with you this morning is I'm glad to see all of these children.
Ett annat som ger mig glädje att vara tillsammans med dig är att söka alla dessa barn som vi ser.
I saw them running all over earlier.
Ni såg dem renna mitt i natten.
And I've also noticed there's a number of ladies in here who are expecting like my wife.
Jag har sett att det är flera kvinnor här inne som väntar sig en som min.
Children really are a blessing, aren't they?
But yeah, it's something Irish.
The world today says differently.
How many do you see it always?
The world today says children are an inconvenience.
How many do you see that? But they are an outrage.
Children are an expense.
An outrage.
Children are lots of work.
Next for our boy.
And so, as I've traveled around the world, I've noticed there are fewer and fewer children in many places.
Och så är det som är röjs runt, heimer runt, så stäffest det här att det är just färre och färre böten alla sen.
Most people look at my family and think that I'm strange.
Och när jag hittar efter mina familjer och håller att det är underligare.
They ask me if I have any other hobbies aside from having children.
Det spyr jag mig om jag har några andra fritjer utan att ha få böten.
I really do have other hobbies.
They have on the fruit too.
But I love children and I'm glad to see that you love them too.
Yes, she but no. Madam, I'm glad to see that you also love them.
I have a few more minutes with you this morning and I want to continue talking about truth.
Vi har några minuter sen att kunna chatta i morgon och kunde också med att ta som samlägga.
And I want to show you what happens in the absence of truth. What happens in a country, in a people where truth does not exist? I've lived in Mongolia for, I think, 11 or 12 years now. And for many, 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 many years, truth did not exist in Mongolia.
Var sannheten ikke til i Mongolia.
They didn't know the truth.
De kjente ikke sannheten.
They only knew Satan's lies.
De kjente bare lignende til djevelen.
And as I've lived in Mongolia, I've been amazed at the things Mongolians have begun to believe.
Og så som jeg bor i Mongolia, så har du undret meg mer og mer alt dette som Mongolia er ferdig å trykke på.
You see, as people listen to Satan, he makes them more and more gullible.
Som folk lusta mer og mer efter Satan, så blir det mer og mer
gullible, easily influenced. Yeah, yeah.
Motivationally.
They begin to believe anything.
De blir at trykva alt, alt kvart.
And they no longer understand the truth.
Og skilja ikkje sannleikan meir.
Let me give you some examples from Mongolian life.
Let me give you some examples from living in Mongolia.
Now these are true things.
Det är väldigt ting.
But some of them may make you laugh.
Men också det för sista gången jag fått en grina.
Because many of you know the truth.
Det är tid. Fast att du kan känna sanningen.
But keep in mind that Mongolians don't understand the truth.
Men like the messages at Fatih Mongolia, skiljer inte sanningen.
And therefore they believe in what I'm about to tell you.
Och du trycker det här som nu ska fräda dig.
How many of you like to whistle?
Så jag tycker om att flöjta.
I enjoy doing it when I'm happy.
Men då är det att jag är glad.
And as I was in Mongolia, I would find myself being happy and whistling.
Och så just när jag var i Mongolia så ofta så flöjde jag. Lyckligt nog så flöjde jag.
And the people started to glare at me.
Fast de började stirra efter mig.
What are you doing, Dan?
Vad gör du, Dan?
Don't you know that whistling brings bad luck?
Vad du säger att ta flöjta, ta vi förvisser missätna.
No, I didn't.
Nej,
I really didn't. Mongolians also believe that if we talk about something bad, it's going to happen to us.
Ja, tað sigur eisini at hvis vi tosa um okkurt ringt skal henta, ja men so fer ta henta.
How many of you have ever gone for a walk with your what should I say, sweetheart?
Wife. Ja. Snakka tekun hava gingi ein tur við damene ella konna.
Sometimes as we walk we hold arm in arm like this, right?
Okkur so halda við arm.
And walk down the street.
So ganga down your gutna.
And every once in a while we'll come upon a stone or a something, right?
So koma til ein stein ella lukknande.
And what do? We just kind of spread like that and let it go between us and keep walking.
So spray við okkum sontur og ganga forbi steinin so at.
But a Mongolian will never do that.
Men í Mongólia so gerir hann ongant.
Both of them have to go around one side or the other.
Þeir mugu bæði fara út um annan handavinn ella handavinn.
Because if they spread out like that, that means that their relationship might break.
Tu ja vistu spreya so rundt so leis, nema so kan fara forhold. Eisna fara sunt.
It's funny to me too.
Yeah, there's nothing for me else.
But they believe it.
Men ta tykku pa.
I was one time in my house.
Ja, nafri husin jamar.
And I have a fireplace that keeps my house warm.
Vi hava eld stað sum heldur husin heitt.
And I can't remember, I had a cold at that time and my nose was running.
Min sjálv man, eg var forkølaður ta og tøy rann nøsen. All right.
And so I blew my nose in a tissue like we do.
So yes to ella snuchte mal.
And threw it in the fire.
Og ja ta seta.
Threw it in the fireplace.
Yeah. So my kasta is oi eldstæi.
And there was a Mongolian boy in my house.
Han drongur Mongolia í husnum.
And he saw me and his eyes got big.
Han sá meg og eigin hjarta hastur.
He says, "Didn't you know that that's a god?"
Vistu du sjá hatir ein gudur?
And by throwing what's in your nose at him, you're offending him.
Og við at kasta tað sum er í nøsni við at eftir honum. So
he's liable to do something bad to you.
So fornærma du annars so fer hann at gera okkurt ætt móti þér.
You see, Mongolians believe in many gods.
Sástu, þeir Mongólia þeir trúa á nekkva gudar.
Not one.
Ikki ein.
Lots and lots.
Nekkva gudar.
Animals.
Djór.
Pictures.
Bílat.
Statues.
Statuer.
Mountains.
Fjöll.
What does the Bible say? They began to worship the creation instead of the creator.
Bíblan segir um brann at þeir byrja á at dyrka skaparverkið í staðin fyrir skaparan.
They tell stories about their mountains.
Þeir fortelja sögur um tarra fjöll.
And one of them has to do with a mountain that is right behind my house.
Ein av þessum sögum snýr sig um tær fjall sem er bort aftan frá mitt hús.
And they tell about how one day a family went up on that mountain to pick wild onions.
Ta fortelja um at var ein af þessum var ein familja sum fór upp í hetta fjalla fyrir at taka for leitir.
And while they were up on the mountain picking onions, their house burned down.
Meðan þeir voru uppi fyrir at taka þessar leitir upp, so brenndi þar hús í grund.
And the people in my town believe that mountain burned their house.
Og fólki í mínu bygd tað trúgva velja at tað var hetta fjallið sum brendi húsið í grund.
You see, the mountain was offended because they were pulling onions from him.
Fjallið tað blei fornærma tí tey tóku leik á fjallinum.
And today nobody will go pick onions on that.
Og nú fer onion upp á fjallið at hetta leik.
They won't cut trees on that mountain.
Tey hugga sig trúnir hasna fjallinum.
They leave it alone.
Þeir láta það vera.
Because they believe in something that is not true.
Tú ert ekki kupanaka, sum er ósatt.
I was in Mongolia for a while and I met a man with an interesting name.
Vi var í Mongolia, ta ég var í Mongolia og tú sum mætti ein mann við ein áhugaverð nafn.
His name was No Name.
Nafn hans var ekki nafn.
And I said, "No Name, what are you talking about?"
Altså, ekki nafn. Kan snakka tosa du um?
Yeah, No Name.
Yeah, ekki nafn.
Later on I asked somebody else, why do they call him No Name?
So Satan spurði onkran, hví kallar þeir hann ekki nafn?
And they said, well, his mother had a child before him who died.
Ja, men sástu tí tú at mamma hans hey upp at iron hand sum døyja.
And she believed the spirits took her other son.
Og hon trúði at andan er landanar fyrsti hann við hennara fyrra barn.
And so when this child was born, she named him no name so the spirits would think she didn't care about this son.
So at time so fekk hetta næsta barnið so gav hon ta navnið ikki navn tui fyri at andarnir skuldi halda at hon ikki leið ui sonin.
And they wouldn't kill him.
So tað er ikki fyrst at drepa hann.
They live in fear because they know not the truth.
Tey livi í óttan tí tey kenna ikki sannleikan.
I can give you so many examples and I'm just going to give one or two more.
Eg kann gjøra nokre anekdotar, men eg skal berre gjøra nokre tvei altså.
Mongolians' fear and lack of knowledge is incredible.
Óttin og óvitan hjá tøm sum byggur Mongolia er ótrúligast.
It even affects the shoes they wear.
Ta avskur skilt ta skekkvan ta velja gangu.
Now, most of us have fairly flat shoes, don't we?
The first of all, they are not so flat as they are.
But if you look at traditional Mongolian shoes, they're rounded at the front.
Men hvis du hikker etter sidbundne skekkvån i Mongolia, så er det runder framafyr.
And there's a reason for that. It's not style.
Det er ikke styler. Det er ikke årsregion.
You see, the Mongolians say that there is a spirit of the earth.
Så så det som bygger Mongolia det säger att det är en ande i hemma.
And if you have flat shoes every once in a while you kick stones in the dirt, right?
Hvis du har flata skekvar så in the middle så känner du att sparka skekvar som nej stenar som är i hörnet.
And that could offend the god of the earth.
Så och det kan du ju ösna förnärma guden i hörnet.
So therefore we must wear rounded shoes so that we never kick it.
Så tusk við hann sé eldrunda og skekk vandar sjóvit ongar til koma til að sparka.
They know not the truth.
Te kenna ikki sannleika.
Did you know that it's bad to travel on Tuesdays?
Vistu tú at er farligt ella skrift at ferast tusdagar?
A Mongolia doesn't want to go on a long trip starting on Tuesday.
Mongolia bekvært at finna ikki upp at ferra ein lengra fer sum byrja on Tuesday.
Because that's a bad day.
Tey hatu simpelt ein vanaligur ella rinker down
and they're liable to have an accident.
Also for the Allah has to one look.
They know not the truth and they even fear days.
De kjenner ikke sannheten og tror bare det er kjort ekte for døven.
But to me the greatest example is when a Mongolian dies.
Men ta mest ramande døme som jeg kjenner til ta en mongolier bygd ved døys.
You see, it's truly a sad day when that happens. Because they don't know about the future. They have no hope for the future. Oh, they want something good to happen. They have a concept that there is life after death. In fact, many of them believe in reincarnation.
Enderfing.
And it's interesting to watch them have a funeral. When a person dies, the first thing they will do is go to a Buddhist priest. And the priest will tell him exactly where to bury the body. He'll say, you have to bury it in front of that mountain.
Timo gjera ta akkurat framanfyri hesa fjallinum.
And he must face that mountain.
Og tama anleiðu ma venda móti fjallinum.
And what you need to do is tomorrow you need to ride a horse really fast to that cemetery.
Og marchin sum við fara orðli skert sita tað gnan og fara right.
Ride him to that cemetery.
Ja, og fara við lúsum til cemetery. Tishigan, ja.
Ja. You want me to help you with
that? Yeah,
No, I'm kidding. And when you get there, you stop and walk that horse around the cemetery.
Och där det är kommen här så ska du bara stäcka och så rulla hästen runt om en kyrkan.
And as horses do after a long ride, he will urinate.
Och efter en tur som börjar någon gång så vill den hästen pissa.
And wherever he goes to the bathroom is where you must bury that body.
Och här ska man så finna det av affären av oss till här som det skulle göra det igen.
Then you have to bury the body on a particular day.
Og ligam tað skal ikki gerast ein ávísan dag.
at a particular time.
Avstuspunkt.
And when you come to the funeral, you have to come from a certain direction.
Og det koma til jarðarferðina, so skuld eisini koma frá einum bestemtum rættning.
And you must do it all exactly right.
Og tí mun gera alt just soleiðis sum hann áleggur.
Because if you don't, that person's spirit will get stuck in a terrible place.
Vist ikki gera ta. Ja, men so vil andin hjá hesum persónum vera fastur í einum ávísum stað.
But if you do it right,
men við gera ta rættan hátt,
if you do everything the priest says,
yeah, just so as the priest has said,
then that person's body will go on to another good life.
Spirit.
Yeah. Well, some believe in life first, they reincarnate. Okay.
So will hetta personen antage his personen för vi är till en annan. Ett annat liv.
They know not the truth.
De känner inte sanningen.
And therefore they believe anything.
Og tui trykva dei ein kvarjum.
Even things that to us seem foolish.
Sjalt slugun sum fyri okkum kan tí just butt.
Do you really need to bury someone where a horse goes to the bathroom?
Pjørs ma velja at jærøist her sum hestur fer a vis.
Do you really need to wear rounded shoes?
Pjørs ta ganga við aurundan skekkvon.
Do you really need to worship mountains?
Er velja neyst at tilbi a fjøll.
Absolutely not.
My assich.
But for people who don't know the truth, they believe anything.
And for folks who ikki kenna sannleikan, so tykkva tey einfaldi.
And for hundreds of years, Mongolians have believed these things just as much as the Faroese believe there are fish in the ocean.
We flyr altir so hava Mongolia bigar tru hesum. A sama hátt sum føringar tykkva at fiskir er so sjálm.
They are a prisoner to Satan's lies.
They are fångsle till likt Satans.
They are a prisoner to sin.
They are fångsle syndarna fångsle.
And they live without hope.
Och de lever det utan väl.
But it's been neat to see as I've lived there the past 11 or 12 years.
Det är gott att se att det sista 12 åren som jag bor här.
My family and several others, many others that are missionaries there have been proclaiming the truth.
Mun familja og fleiri við okkum hava kunngjørt evangeliet.
Teaching them God's word and what God says about things.
Hava lært orguds og lært samlagan og orguds.
And today people are believing this word.
Og þær trúgva folk hesin orð.
They're believing it as the truth and being set free.
Og þeir trykva þau sum sannleikan sum setir þau í frelsi.
Quickly, if you will, look at John chapter 8.
Tað kunnu gerast eftir og hitja til
Johannes 31 and 32, sorry.
Johannes 8 og 32.
31 and 32. Maybe you can just read.
Yeah. Jesus säger till de jötarna, alltså Johannes 8, 31-32. Jesus säger till de jötarna som var komna till trygg var han. Vera tid i år och mojnon är det tid av sådana lärarsvänna mojner. Och till skulle skilja sannlögan och sannlögen ska göra till hon friar.
If you continue in the truth, God's word, if you continue in God's word,
vera tid i år och mojnon, år och gods,
you will know the truth.
So skal du skilja kjenna sannleikan.
And the truth will set you free.
Og sannleikan skal gjera tykkum friar.
And there is nothing greater in life than to see an individual set free.
Tí er ikki stórri í lívinum enn at síggja ein einstakling blá settan í frelsi.
Set free from the fear of sin and death.
Í frelsi frá ótta fyrir synd og deyja.
Set free from the penalty of sin.
Set free from straff syndarinnar.
So they can enjoy true life.
So they can njóta ta sanna lív.
Abundant life.
Lív við yvirflóð.
We have been able to see over the past several years many Mongolians begin to believe in God's word.
Við hava séð sústu árni at nekkur Mongolir byggja hava sett sig allir á Herran og kom til trygg.
Today there are small assemblies that are starting in various places in the country.
Og nú er ta fleiri samkomur sum vera starta upp ímsa stæðir í landinum.
people that believe in God and no longer fear those old lies that Satan was telling them.
Right, the folk som trúgva Gud og ikki longer óttast at hesa lygnirnar sum djevelin hevur fortalt
dem. And we rejoice for that.
Og við gleðast við hesa.
We hope it continues.
Vi vona at heldur áfram.
That they would continue to hear God's word and continue to be set free.
At they heldur áfram at lusta at orð Guds, at høyrra orð Guds og at vera sett í frelsi.
But before I stop, I want to add one more thing. It's easy for us to look at the Mongolians and say, boy, they need help. Boy, their lives are just full of lies. They really, really need God's truth. And that is true. But what about us? What about our lives? Are any of you an unbeliever who needs the truth for salvation? Or maybe there's some of us who are Christians but are still living in lies.
Men ella onkur av okkum sum er kristin, trúgvandi, men allugal er liknin tum er andi lúvnum.
Who are still allowing the things that Satan says to manipulate and affect what we do.
Sum framvegis leiva liknum hjá Satan og manipulera við tøy lúvnum sum vit nú leiva.
I hope that each one of us would allow God's truth to free us.
Eg vóni at einar kvar av okkum vil lata sannleika Guds seta okkum frí.
So that we can serve the one true God.
So we can tjena hinn eina og sanna Gud.
I think you sang a song that said bara tu.
Bara tu.
That means only you, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Bara tu, tíu tær sum ta dreiga seg um.
It's all about that because he is the truth.
Tí bara um hetta tui at hann er sannleik.
The truth that can set us free.
Sannleikin sum kan seta okkum frí.
And even as Christians, there are things that we still need to be set free from.
Og sjálv sum tryggvandi, so er ta ting sum vit hava brúk fyri at blúa sett við frelsi frá.
Thank you for listening so quietly.
Takk fyri at lusta á so vel.